Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So look, I will be honest with you. I am a professional wrestler, and many a time during a match, I will be lying on the floor and my brain says to me, Simon, I have no idea what we're meant to do. And I'm like, well, if you don't remember, brain, we're absolutely screwed. And we are. So this does happen, we are but human beings at the end of the day, but that still doesn't mean that it's not fascinating to watch, especially with those who have got to the tippy top of the industry. So hello, my name is Simon What Culture. Please do hit that subscribe button. This is 10 wrestlers who totally forgot what they were meant to do. Number 10, Jeff Hardy forgets to push Rico. The 2002 Survivor Series is one of the best WWE pay-per-views ever. In fact, that entire year was pretty good. It also features the debut of the Elimination Chamber, so it does have some historical context to it too. And it also has a fun opener when the Dudley Boys and Jeff Hardy took on 3 Minute Warning and Rico in a tables match. The problem, though, is that when Rico was ready to do his big moonsault and put Bubba Ray Dudley through a table, Jeff Hardy was meant to appear and shake the ropes to stop him. So Rico waited and waited, and he looked at his watch and he waited again, and Jeff was nowhere to be seen. Unsure what to do, Rico does just stop in the space-time continuum before he just screams out, and you'll be able to hear this if you watch it, come on, Jeff, where are you? Obviously, you have to find that one on YouTube because they cut it out of the WWE Network version, and eventually Hardy did do his deed. This one just really made me laugh. I felt sorry for the hairdresser. Number 9, Big E forgets to take the 3D. Back in February 2016, we had yet another tables match when the Usos teamed up with the Dudley Boys to take on the New Day and Mark Henry. Now, the finish we had written down on paper was that Big E takes the 3D through the wood, but after he got kicked in the head by an Uso brother, I think he may have sold this a little too realistically because he laid there and he just forgot. Now, this wouldn't have been so bad, but Big E was so desperate to sell this, he rolled to the outside. So Devon Dudley was just stood there waving his arms to the point Bubba had to walk over to the ropes and go, E, what the hell are you doing? Thankfully, though, it did work because Big E heard this. Miraculously, he was better again. He got in the squared circle. And he got hit with the 3D. Number 8, The Miz forgets the Divas search number. Now, you cannot say it strong enough. The Miz has had one hell of a WWE career. And if anybody was able to match him, you should pat yourself on the back, because you have totally smashed him. But even he had to start somewhere. When he was trying to find his place in WWE, they just had a bunch of weird roles for him. And most of the time, he was just some sort of host. This was true when he was put in charge of the Divas search. And because he had no experience whatsoever, not only does he stumble over all his words, not only is he really awkward when it's time to read out the number, he's just like, yeah, I have no idea what it is. The whole time the crowd just boos the hell out of him because what's this guy from the real world doing here? And I actually have a lot of sympathy for The Miz during this. We all know what was going on behind the curtain. It was amazing he found the balls to do anything in front of it. Number 7, Finn Balor and Shinsuke Nakamura forget to jump John Cena and Roman Reigns. Final four of the men's 2018 Royal Rumble was really clever, because over one side of the ring, you had Roman Reigns and John Cena, the established stars, and on the other was Shinsuke Nakamura and Finn Balor, the new blood. Kinda, at least in WWE. It quickly broke down into a brawl with Nakamura and Balor being punched in the face, just so Cena and Roman could have their face off. But the whole point is that WWE wanted to save this for another time, so Finn and Shinsuke were meant to get back to their feet and attack them. You've already guessed it, they forgot. This led to a very awkward moment and John shouting, Finn, shit, you need to get over here now. And while they eventually do, there's no two ways about it, they've missed the moment. You can totally understand this though, because it was the end of a Raw Rumble. We've already talked about my stupid wrestling career. I have done a 10-minute match where I'm like, I'm gonna die, I'm actually gonna die. They had probably gone over an hour. So they get a salute from me. They're incredible. Six, Randy Orton forgets to point. This weird obsession that WWE has with its superstars pointing at the WrestleMania sign may actually be over now, given that Vince McMahon is no longer in charge. But Randy Orton will never forget this. Now, there is actually a little bit more to this, because after Randy Orton had won the 2009 Royal Rumble, he did remember to take his finger and kind of gesticulate it in the direction of the WrestleMania sign. But he was also aware that some pyrotechnics were meant to go off. They pointed and there was nothing. So he pointed again and there was nothing. So he kept pointing, he kept pointing, he kept pointing, and there was nothing, nothing, nothing. And this seemed like the worst television ever. And the reason for this is because Orton was meant to get on the top rope and do it so he could do his pose as well, and WWE could get that shot. But here comes my catchphrase for this video. He forgot. Thankfully, some stagehands did run down and was like, Randy, would you just do what we're all waiting for? And he did do that. But I bet he wanted the ground to swallow him up. Number five, Vader forgets to move. When the WWF brought Vader in 1996, I don't think they knew what they had here, because he had killed it in WCW and New Japan. The World Wrestling Federation just saw him as a big fat pile of shib. I mean, they even made him say that on the microphone, and yes, it was terrible. One of the catalysts for this, though, did come in the main event at SummerSlam of that year, when it was Vader versus Shawn Michaels. Let's just say they got on so badly, when Shawn went back to the locker room, he was like, yeah, I never want to work with him again. Uh-oh. Now, some of this was because the Mastodon was pretty damn stiff. But what really got the heartbreak in is that at one point during the match, he went to hit an elbow drop. Vader was meant to move. He didn't move. And because this was pre-2002 Shawn Michaels, he just lost his mind. Start yelling. The thing is, this didn't really tie into the overall idea whatsoever, and Michaels could have just pretended they planned to do it. Who the hell knows why he had to have such a hissy fit? Apart from the fact he doesn't sound like a very nice person back then. Number four, Vicky Guerrero forgets to push a ladder over. At SummerSlam 2005, Rey Mysterio and Eddie Guerrero were battling for the custodianship of Dominic Mysterio. And I love saying that because it's the most pro wrestling thing ever. One of the big moments of the match, though, is when Vicky Guerrero came out and you're like, oh, who's she gonna side with? And she actually pushed her own husband off the ladder because, much like us, she totally understood, oh my gosh, he's off the rails and somebody needs to stop it. Now, it was awesome and it was something that people still talk about today. The catch being, it was meant to happen 5 minutes before it did. Because as has become quite famous over the years, Vicky just forgot to do it, leaving Eddie and Ray to improvise on the spot, and you get the line, with Guerrero going, where the flub was Vicky? And look, we got there in the end, and because Eddie Guerrero was so damn entertaining, he even made that funny. But when you do go and watch it now, I tell you, you can't miss it. Number three, Roman Reigns forgets what to say to John Cena. No Mercy 2017 was meant to be a B pay-per-view on paper, and then WWE started shooting out the big guns. Because not only did we have a Universal Championship match between Brock Lesnar and Braun Strowman, we were also going to do the long-awaited fight between John Cena and Roman Reigns. The big coming together was when they were allowed to have their promo off on Raw, and because John Cena was really experienced and Roman wasn't, he started to forget what he was meant to say when Cena got the microphone, and I tell you, he verbally eviscerated him. I mean, he even interrupted the big dog and was all like, man, it's called a promo, you better learn to do one if you are gonna be the top guy. And poor Roman was probably like, look, I don't even wanna be this character. I don't even understand what this character is. The office is making me do it, so no, I don't know how to talk. It really is an absolute beating, though, and by the end, you just wanna hug Roman Reigns and tell him it's gonna be okay. All because his brain wouldn't remember the damn words. Number two, Papa Shango forgets to run in. Now just imagine this happening today, the main event of WrestleMania, and we have a very succinct plan which goes totally to hell because one of the wrestlers forgets, I was supposed to run in then. This did go down at WrestleMania 8 though, when we had the big match between Hulk Hogan and Sid Justice, and yeah, Hogan dropped the leg drop of doom and he covered Sid. Papa Shango was meant to break it up, but he was nowhere to be seen. And a few seconds later, you see him running down the aisle. Charles Wright has always said this wasn't his fault and he was just given the wrong cue, but it doesn't matter because not only is all of this absolutely terrible, that just adds the cherry on top. And yeah, the Ultimate Warrior turns up for some reason. Don't worry about it. The main thing is the fans did go home happy because they had seen the Warrior. Honestly, if you want to laugh today, you should probably go and check it out. Number one, Sid forgets everything. At the very first ever In Your House WWF pay-per-view, Sid Justice, or Sid Vicious, whatever the hell you want to call him, was meant to be taking on Diesel for the WWF title. And as such, Jim Ross found the big man backstage, and he was going to interview him. After he does begin this, though, and Sid starts to reply, Justice struggled with the word skeptics, so turns to good old JR and says, can we start this again? And it's like, no, we're not able to. This is a pay-per-view, and as Ross threw in there, we're live, pal. The bemusement on Sid's face is all you need in your life in order to have a good chuckle when he realizes, I shouldn't have done that, and I've now totally flubbed up. He had. The thing is, though, Sid Justice had a habit of doing this, and he did it throughout his entire career, and because of that, it kind of came a calling card of the man. It made me love him even more than I already did. I will never understand this character, but my word, he's one of my favorites ever.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.